91.5 WMFO in Medford. And it is a crash course for the Ravy Show. What have we been playing? Let me turn these down. Johnny Thunders, we had MIA, New York Dolls, Courageous Cat theme, New York Dolls, Trash. That was from live recordings and studio demos. Stooges, Gimme Danger, I Got a Right. Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Yes, he does do something other than fire. That was called Devil's Grip. And we had a Stones block there. Ain't Too Proud to Beg from the Vault, L.A., 1975, L.A. Forum. And then Live With Me from the Roundhouse, 1971. And after that, off of Goat's Head Soup, Dancing with Mr. D for the boys right here. I am proud to introduce the Heave Ho.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're the Heave Ho. This is one of our songs.
Thank you.
thanks, Brian, for having us over. WMFO in Medford, 91.5. We are the Heave Ho.
You want to introduce the guys?
Yeah, sure. Over on the drums, we have Joe Chirino.
Woo! Woo! Hey,
on the bass, we have Keith Schleicher.
Woo!
On guitar and singing, the other Schleicher brother, Mark Schleicher.
Yeah!
Hey, and hey. My name's Pete. And we're going to play, you know, a couple more songs.
Well, rock them out.
Thanks for having us over on a Saturday.
A brisk Saturday afternoon.
One slow song that we play, so we're gonna play it now. Thank you for coming today. Well, I don't think the band's gonna play. Thank you. I left early. You were running late. Let's agree to agree, man. It would have been great. That's it for the slow songs. Hope you enjoyed it.
It was slow, but it was hard.
That's true, that's true. It was very hard. We'll be right back. you. Thank you.
What was that one called?
That was called Deny Everything.
All right, I'll try.
And it's really hard to deny. It's really hard to deny every single thing. That's why that's an instrumental song. We couldn't think of any words to write to it. So I can't deny everything, man. But this next one.
You can always try, though.
I mean, you can try, but you know, I don't think any one of us can really escape everything that we may have, you know, done. But this next one is about something completely different. This is about Dwight D. Eisenhower.
All right.
Little history lesson on Saturday afternoon.
A little history lesson with the Hebo. This is called Ike. myself a headache on that one.
Happens. All right,
so the next two songs we're going to play are extra special because...
The next one or two.
Because we've never played them for anybody except each other before.
Okay, so this is the first. Anyone,
so this is like
this is the first time anyone outside of the band has heard this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is the world premiere here on WMFO Medford. You guys heard it here first. This one's called "Too Many Movies." Somehow I feel like Greg Ginn would be proud of that song. Mark Syker is going to sing this last one we got.
This has been so wonderful to be with Brian.
Well, thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure. You guys rock, and we'll do it again in 6 months if you like.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds great.
I will start getting my cardio in shape. For the next...
Okay. Not only do we get to play, we got a great workout going up the stairs.
Stair run, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the equipment they brought?
Yeah, we brought way too much gear for this room.
I can't even hear anything.
The elevator was out of order.
The one that hasn't been built yet?
Yeah.
It's like, well,
hopefully in 6 months it'll be built?
No, the elevator's right over here. It just goes down.
That was my problem.
It's the window.
Students walking by, beware.
I mean, we would have brought smaller amps, except this is the shit that we bring when we play. Oh. So the stuff we bring when we play. This is the stuff we bring when we play, so, you know.
It's the heave-ho.
It sounds great.
Thank you guys for having us. Yeah.
You guys didn't play Short Fuse, did you?
No.
No.
Why don't I play that? You guys get ready.
Yeah.
You know, get settled in some seats. Bring the mics down to you. And we'll talk a little bit after Short Fuse.
Great.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
It's the Heave Ho. If you have a question for them, 855-915-9636 is the number. We're MFO. There's also volume in front of you if you gotta turn those up at all. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we just had a great set from the Heave Ho. And here they are in front of me. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
How we doing?
Talk right into the mic. I heard you guys were like neighbors of mine. You're from Norwell, huh?
Yeah, Keith and I grew up one town over.
Oh, wait a minute. Now go.
All check. Right. Yeah, check.
Grew up right down the street from you, kid.
Yeah.
Probably at the same, by the North River keg parties that the cops used to break up.
Right. Are the spit parties?
Yeah, the spit parties.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Scituate, which actually, you guys know, Norwell used to be a part of Scituate.
We broke
you?
Free from the tyranny of Scituate in 1888 to form our own independent nation called Norwell.
Backer by the name of something Norwell, James Horton Norwell or something.
James Horton Norwell the Fifth.
You know it all too well.
They teach us that in school.
Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. I mean, your stuff.
Thanks, man.
I mean, Norwell's pretty cool, too, though.
It is pretty cool.
Actually, now I'll have to read more about that. For sure.
I mean, it's the pride of Route 3. You know?
Don't forget 123.
It's much better than Marshfield, man. Yeah.
So, when did you guys get together?
Let's see. This band, we've all been in each other's bands for the last, like, 50 years. But,
several bands.
Yeah. But I guess this band, I don't know, 5 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got like a 2 records out, sort of. And we've been kicking around for 5 years.
Well,
or so.
Pete and Mark used to be in a band called Quintain Americana back in the day. Mm-hmm. And Joe used to be in a band called El Camino.
Yep.
Oh, I know that band. Yeah. I've heard of them. Yeah.
And then I used to be in a band with Mark called Infernal Overcrime.
And Keith and Mark are in a band called Being Brothers.
Yes.
And, yeah.
We actually were making a list yesterday of bands, brothers that were in bands that didn't hate each other, that did okay for themselves. I think the Bee Gees, AC/DC, and Van Halen topped the list.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the Bee Gees, AC/DC, Van Halen, and the Heave Ho. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've
what do they all have in common?
Yeah, yeah.
The brothers haven't strangled each other on
Kinks,
stage.
Kinks. Yeah.
Oh, the Kinks
hate each other.
Those guys hate each other.
They're on the Oasis list.
They even recorded an album, Hatred, about each other. You know, they both sing it towards each other.
Yeah.
Hatred, it's the only thing that keeps us together. Something like that. I'll try and find it. Play it later on. Huh? I don't know.
So we got what? We got a couple of new EPs out.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us. Right? Tell us.
Yeah, tell them.
We recorded one of them over at Mad Oak Studio. That's the newest one. It's called One Man's Trash.
With Benny Grotto.
With Benny Grotto.
Benny Grotto, yeah. And then
and he played tambourine. Producer. We had to credit him for tambourine on a couple tracks.
Yeah. Ah.
That's right. I got to play a Mellotron, which was incredible, which I remember for the rest
of
my life.
The first Mellotron I've ever put in a record, which was kind of neat. And then it's like a double EP with this one called Kickback that we did a few years ago.
Up at On the Fringe in
West Newbury. On the Fringe in Newburyport, and that was kind of cool. So we put them together, we put it out, we've been playing some shows.
Yeah, how's the shows going?
Pretty good. I mean, we don't play like all the time, but we play, you know, once a month or so, you know, hang out around town.
That's the same as me, once a month.
Yeah.
It's good enough for me.
Yep. Yeah, totally, man. And, you know.
Can't oversaturate
either. No. I mean, you know, our fans
keep them wanting it. You got to do it when you feel like it and keep it fun, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, we have fun doing it, you know?
Right.
It's a lot more fun when you're, you know, not trying to make it, you know?
Right.
I mean, we are trying to make it, of course.
Yeah. You know? Everyone is.
We're trying to crack that middle-aged hard rock charts. Yeah.
We're all trying to get that hit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they keep telling us they don't hear
it.
It's
going to be a hit.
Yeah. So...
You got some gigs coming up?
We got this one.
We had this one.
We just played.
We got one in 6 months at this radio station that we just heard about.
Yeah, supposedly they're going to have the elevator done by then. So
yeah, I think my back should heal by then. A 215 cap up 3 flights of stairs is awesome.
We're rehearsing next week.
Yeah.
Right? We'll be in the...
I mean, the people that are in the hallway of our practice space will hear the gig. Yeah.
I don't know if they can hear the gig over the green smoke. I mean, seriously,
it's true.
Dude.
Green smoke.
You gotta fumigate that place. It's a green thick smoke. Yeah.
We are writing tunes like madmen, so that's good. So we're gonna get in and record again
soon.
Yeah,
our plan is to do a lot of recording and get a couple of EPs out a year maybe.
Yeah. Seems like every time we get together we have a new tune, so.
Yeah, and Ozzy wants to do guest vocals on a couple of them, so we gotta work on that.
That's awesome. Keep the bats away from them.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I'm not sure Ozzy's good enough singer to be in this band, though.
I don't want to judge him by what he's done in the past. Maybe he can lay down something good in the future.
Yeah.
That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, What? Stick around. We'll get some pictures taken.
Cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having us over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Pictures look great on the radio.
My pleasure. No, we'll put them right the up on the Crash Course page.
Okay. Awesome.
Right on. Here's some Stiff Beaters on MFO.
Need your company.